Welcome to Spotlight Social Housing Podcast. I'm Athena Morse and we're now on episode 8. This is the show where we explore critical issues affecting the housing sector. From policy discussions to real life experiences, our goal is to foster meaningful conversations and innovative solutions for those working and impacted by social housing. This episode is sponsored by Spire House, whose dedication to ethical recruitment in the social housing sector ensures that the right people are in the right roles to make a meaningful impact. We truly appreciate their support in making these discussions possible. So let's get into the article. Today, we're discussing allocations and lettings and balancing the urgent need for homelessness solutions with the broader demand for housing. The social housing sector is currently under significant pressure, with an ever-growing demand for affordable homes. While tackling homelessness is an urgent priority, it's essential not to overlook the broader spectrum of housing needs that exist within our communities. As housing providers, the challenge lies between balancing the immediate need for homelessness solutions and addressing the diverse reasons why many individuals and families require social housing. The housing crisis continues to intensify, and the number of people on the waiting list for social housing is at an all-time high. According to recent reports, millions are struggling to access affordable housing, with some facing years of waiting. While homelessness remains one of the most visible aspects of this crisis, it's far from the only reason why people need a home. In many communities, housing allocations and lettings are often focused primarily on addressing homelessness, those who find themselves without a permanent home due to factors such as eviction, domestic violence, or financial hardship. While these cases undeniably deserve priority, the complexities of housing needs extend far beyond this group. As housing providers, we must recognise that many of the other people that require access to social housing, each of which deserve attention in their own right. The reasons often fall under the radar and the focus remains solely on homelessness. Here are just a few. You've got overcrowding and unsuitable housing as one of the most significant reasons people need to move. Many families and individuals live in accommodation that is no longer suited for their needs. This could be due to growing families, changes in household composition, or simply the deterioration of existing housing. Overcrowded living conditions can lead to a variety of negative outcomes, from increased stress to physical health issues, especially for children. Yet, these individuals often do not receive the same urgency in housing allocations as those facing homelessness. Secondly, we're looking at health and disability needs. And people living with the physical or mental health conditions may require specially adapted or more accessible housing. However, health and disability often don't receive the same level of attention in housing allocations as homelessness. A person with mobility challenges may need ground floor accommodation or properties with wheelchair access. Similarly, individuals with mental health challenges may benefit from quieter or more stable environments that provide the right level of support. Without tailored housing solutions, these tenants are often left with limited options. Then we're looking at domestic violence and abuse survivors. Survivors of domestic violence and abuse are in dire need of secure housing to escape unsafe environments. However, these individuals, again, may not always fall within the same immediate priority category as those experiencing homelessness in the traditional sense. In many cases, survivors of abuse may be forced to stay in temporary accommodation or face continued trauma while waiting for suitable long-term accommodation. Then there's relationship breakdown. A growing number of people are seeking social housing due to relationship breakdowns, divorces, separations, or other personal circumstances that can leave individuals without a home, particularly when family homes are shared or owned by others. In many cases, these individuals are not considered homeless in the traditional sense, but they are in a genuine need of stable housing. The challenges of leaving a relationship, particularly in financially strained situations, can often be overlooked. Then there's employment and education opportunities. Many people move for reasons related to work or education. Individuals may need to relocate closer to job opportunities, training centres, or universities. Young people in particular might need to move to access better education opportunities or transition into independent living as they begin their adult lives. These needs may not receive priority when the focus is solely on the immediate housing crisis. Then there's the ageing population and changing family dynamics. As the population ages, many elderly individuals find themselves in housing that no longer meets their needs, whether it's due to mobility issues, health concerns, or simply a desire to downsize. Additionally, changing family dynamics, such as children growing up and leaving home, can lead to under-occupied homes that may no longer be suitable for the remaining occupants. But we've got the moral dilemma of whose home is it? The moral question that arises here is whether it is fair to ask people to vacate their family home, especially when there is emotional connection to the property. For many, the family home represents years of memories and may hold significant sentimental value. The reluctance to leave can be influenced by feelings of attachment, fear of change, or even the absence to affordable and accessible housing alternatives. On the other hand, there's the practical issue of limited housing stock. As the population grows, the housing market tightens. It might be necessary for the individuals to vacate their homes that are underoccupied to make space for those that have greater needs. This brings up a question of who the home actually belongs to, whether it's the tenant who has lived there for many years or the housing provider that owns that property. But on the flip side of that question, who does the home belong to? Which could be framed as, does the housing provider have the right to reclaim or reallocate housing to meet the needs of others, particularly in situations where a home is underoccupied or no longer suited to the tenant's needs? Or should tenants, regardless of change in circumstances, retain the right to live in that same home for as long as they choose? There is clearly a need for a holistic approach to allocations and lettings with all of this in mind. It's crucial to understand that whilst homelessness is an immediate and urgent issue, it is far from the only reason individuals and families need social housing. Allocations and lettings processes must be adapted and inclusive of all varieties of needs, acknowledging that people require housing for numerous reasons, each with their own set of complexities. Housing providers must adopt a more holistic approach to their allocation systems, one that accounts for both the urgent and long-term needs of tenants. A system that's responsive to diverse needs and recognises the importance of offering tailored housing solutions will be more effective in addressing the growing demand. By breaking down the silos between allocations, lettings, asset management and development, housing providers can create a more holistic approach to managing housing stock and supporting tenants. The broader strategy ensures that the right homes are available for the right people and that the housing providers can better adapt to changing needs, whether through new developments, retrofitting existing properties or more thoughtful allocations. Ultimately, this integrated approach will yield a better outcome for tenants, housing providers, and the broader community. But how do we prioritise need in a balanced way? While there will always be a need for prioritising homelessness in the lettings process, we must remember that other vulnerable groups also face significant challenges in accessing safe and appropriate housing. Housing providers should consider creating a tiered approach to housing allocations, which allows for fair consideration of individuals and families facing a variety of housing challenges, which could include a clear framework for identifying and prioritising different categories of need based on vulnerability and urgency, specialist housing options for people with health and disability needs, as well as those fleeing domestic violence, increased support services for individuals moving due to work or education opportunities to help them integrate into new communities, and flexibility in the allocation system to allow for personal circumstances and changes in a person's situation to be taken into account. So while we look ahead, how do we create a fairer system for everyone? As the demand for social housing continues to grow, it's important that housing providers look beyond just homelessness and work towards a comprehensive, inclusive approach to lettings and allocations. By recognising these varied reasons that people need to move and ensuring a fair, responsive system, we can better serve those in need and provide housing solutions that address the broader challenges of all communities. It's time for the social housing sector to rethink how we allocate homes, ensuring that everyone, whether they're homeless, overcrowded, fleeing abuse, or facing health challenges, has access to secure and supportive housing that they deserve. This is how we can create a system that is truly responsive to the needs of all individuals, providing the stability and opportunity that everybody deserves. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Spotlight Social Housing Podcast. A really big thank you, as always, to Kim Parsons for her in-depth analysis and commitment to addressing the challenges for balancing the urgent need of homelessness solutions with the broader demand for housing. To ensure that we also have our part to play within the social housing sector, our team at Spire House Recruitment provide ethical recruitment support to our clients within the sector. As part of our recruitment package, we offer a platform for sharing innovative ideas, discussing pain points, and networking with like-minded professionals, like this week's newsletter and the Social Housing Roundtable, which is run by our recruitment partner, Matt Baird. With over 1,200 members on that mailing list, including tenants, CEOs, heads of service and frontline staff, the Social Housing Roundtable hosts sessions run by Matt Baird and industry specialists that tackle key sector issues. We also have an archive of over 130 past discussions available on YouTube and Spotify, and we'd encourage you to go and check them out. If you'd like more information or want to participate in future discussions or highlight key subjects within our Spotlight Social Housing newsletter, don't hesitate to reach out. But that's it for today. Let's keep pushing for a more inclusive and equitable housing system for all.